From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. It's great to see you today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. In Concord, North Carolina, police are now looking for a gunman who apparently shot and killed two women at a soda bottling plant. Authorities are using dogs and a helicopter to search this area. Police say that the suspect was seen running away from the scene, and witnesses say he was actually wearing a white t-shirt, blue jeans, and has long dreadlocks, but they don't know much else. Now, the shooting did happen at Sundrop Bottling Company. Thousands upon thousands of people are evacuating homes, businesses, and even a hospital as severe flooding continues right now. In Iowa, officials are calling for a lot of people to voluntarily leave Des Moines by 6 p.m. today. And Cedar Rapids officials say that 100 blocks in that city are simply flooded like this. Meantime, two deaths in other Midwestern states are being blamed on the floods as well. One person in Minnesota and another in Michigan were killed when they were submerged in their cars. Also, another sign of relief at NASA twice. NASA engineers say debris spotted floating away from the shuttle Discovery has preliminarily been identified as a thermal clip from the brake system. It was spotted after a thruster was test fired. Now, officials say that the 12 to 18 inch object is one of the three clips that the project is all part of the essentials to protect the shuttle's rudder called the speed brake during launch and ascent. They say that the loss of it would not actually pose a risk during reentry and landing. Meantime, NASA says a bump seen riding along the edge of the shuttle's rudder was just a trick of lighting. Salmonella outbreak in tomatoes is growing. The federal government now says that 23 states have reported 228 cases. Still no word on the source of the bacteria, and health officials simply aren't sure if the tainted tomatoes are off the market at all. Now, the FDA is saying that tomatoes in Florida and in California have been cleared safe to eat. Another day, another record for gas prices. AAA is now saying that the price of a gallon of self-serve regular rose to just over $4.06 a gallon. Now, 27 states and the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., of course, are now paying more than $4 a gallon for regular gas. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.